Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, really appreciate the time.
Hey, always appreciate the invite, and always great to talk about Perry Community Schools.
Well, and here we are in July, you know, still in summer, but so the start of school is going to be here before we know it.
It will be here before we know it. We think, oh gosh, 3 months, but June just went quickly by. Softball and baseball is now entering the tournament season here this coming week. And I know that ETS and kids are, we have about 123 kids signed up for our strength and conditioning. And hey, and Friday, we'll get prep for the Rocco Breck and, and ISU football players for Saturday. Registration at 8. Football skills and the different sessions will start at 9 o'clock this Saturday, the 13th. So at Dewey Field, that's going to be exciting.
Yeah, that is really going to be exciting. And yeah, obviously want to thank Rocco Beck for making the trip down here. And when we talk to you again, we'll have to see how went.
That'll be a good one.
Absolutely. Held your meeting on Monday and so talked about a lot of different things. But a big thing you were telling me about was kind of the Perry Elementary remodel project. So give us the details about where we are at that.
Yeah, well, right now we're just at getting the date for a hearing for the revenue bonds, which will be next month. But the bigger picture is the investment that we have with this no larger than $17 million of revenue bonds would be everything from electrical to controls, some of the exterior and grounds work, all the doors getting replaced, safer doors, safer door hardware, and also the entrance will be restructured a bit so that security is picked up a little bit there too, as well as trying to look at reconfiguring some rooms down the road so that we have kind of a preschool setting with that. But Perry Elementary was built in 1992. I remember it well. It was a beautiful school back then, but like all things, it needs to be updated. Perry High School, Perry Middle School has had some updates and look sharp. And we want to continue that for our Perry Elementary kids too. So that's kind of an overview of the potential remodel. There's some steps that need to come into play yet, but it's exciting to think about some of the possibilities for Perry Elementary School, a blue ribbon school. So we want to do the best for them.
Absolutely. And yeah, a lot of great updates coming there. Do you kind of have a target date of when completion?
Well, once revenue bond, if everything goes right with the revenue bonds, you're probably looking at the summer of 26.
Okay.
To get maybe half of the project done and then the other half in 27. So that's if everything goes well and supplies and equipment is readily available. So we're also talking about doing something to both of the front playground. We have a new front playground, but the other one is back in 1992 again. And then we have a older playground in the back to 1992 that needs to go. I hate to say it, but we need to get more updated playground. So that's all part of the potential remodel, facelift, and some of the internal things that are going to get done.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for giving us the update about that. And I know something that you talked about before with the Dan Marburger court kind of says that kind of started internally in the gym.
Yep. The planning and the design has continued to move. And we're looking at the about the last week in July, this month, to get the Dan Marburger court completed. So folks will start coming in that last week or maybe that Friday before the last week, and we'll get that floor completed, and it'll be the Dan Marburger court.
Wow, that's going to be really, really special. So when
Very
kids
special.
Come back to school.
You bet.
So awesome. Well, thanks for all your work on that. And then, you know, we'll just address the Tyson closure that happened recently here in Perry. And chatting with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson just talked about how many families could potentially be affected from the school district, but you said you haven't really seen much movement as of yet.
Correct. At this time, the indicators that we usually get if people are moving is record requests from other schools, and some schools are not in session or record requests won't be available. So we really won't know probably until August, September, what kind of movement we get. But at this time, all of the people that were going to PACES, which included quite a few Tyson families, that has not seen any change. So that's a good indicator, but yet to give a firm indicator on where we're at, whether it's 100 students, 200, or whatever the case might be. hopefully we're on the plus side, but realistically, we will probably see some kind of decline. So we're trying to plan for that.
Absolutely. We're speaking here with the Perry Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, obviously, as we are getting closer to school, teacher-wise, has there been any new hires or anything in that regard?
Well, we've had quite a few new hires. We still have a couple of spots here or there. Family Consumer Science, still working on the Media Center position. We're still working, I think, on a guidance counselor. But overall, we're in pretty good shape as we speak right now, but yet we want to try to complete some of those positions. And there's a few other positions that I haven't mentioned, but we're in pretty good shape in that regards. But till you get them filled, you're not in great shape. So we're going to continue to work on that in July and August.
Speaking of, obviously, the January 4th tragedy, I know the school district brought in the support administrators and stuff like that.
Correct.
Are those people, are they sticking around or how is that?
Yeah, we're going to continue to have support administrator at the high school. And then one of the support administrators, Dr. Ross, will transition to recovery coordinator. And she'll be here throughout the year. So those are two pluses right there. And then we're also working with Chief Vaughn as far as an additional SRO person. Just talked to him this morning and he's working on that. So I think, again, as far as safety and security, as far as support, we know that we're in this recovery journey and it will continue to next year. But we're also looking at how far we've come. We want to continue to grow. We want to continue to heal. And we want to continue to recover, and that's what we're going to do.
Just real credit to you and your staff for everything that you've been doing.
You bet. Got a great team. A lot of people have been working very diligently and feel fortunate with that. And our students have recovered very well, too. So a lot of resiliency that has been demonstrated. And yet I know that there's ebbs and flows in this whole recovery process. So we want to be cognizant of that. And yet at the same time, continue to serve kids and have educational excellence at the forefront, as well as a safe learning environment, and create the culture that people want to attend and continue to progress.
Again, we have been speaking here with the Perry Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, was there anything else that I happened to miss that you wanted to mention?
No, we just had a lot of appointments from our legal counsel to a bank depository to Title IX coordinators to 504. So there was a whole list of different appointments that we do each year, as well as approving the universal free breakfast and a few other bids along the way. So all of our different handbooks were approved, something that is truly a foundation of what we need to do, but it isn't necessarily one that people like to dig in until there's an issue. So we all want to make sure that we cover ourselves and be organized, be very intentional on what we want to try to do. And that's where our handbooks come into play. But everything got approved and it was a very efficient meeting.
Awesome. And then, of course, before I let you go, free meals still being given out.
Correct. For this summer.
Okay.
Yep. Till I think it's the first part of August. We'll still have free breakfast and lunch.
And is that at the high school or?
Elementary.
Okay.
Couldn't
remember. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you for that.
You bet.
All right. Well, again, that is Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Clark, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you. And as always, let's make it a great day.
And our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.